Mike, it's great to see you again, and thanks for coming on Galesburg Live.
Thank you, Chris. It's my pleasure.
Well, life does go on, doesn't it?
You know what? Sometimes we're not sure it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
But once you've been around and once you've got a few less follicles and a few more wrinkles, we realize that no matter how bad things get,
yeah,
we got to keep living. We've got to keep moving forward. But that's a real challenge how we do that.
Yeah.
And giving respect and being concerned to our fellow citizens. And yet, at the same time, life does go on, and we have to keep moving forward.
But boy, how much can we take? Because we've been dealing with the COVID-19 thing. We've got the riots around the country and around the world. And since we're talking insurance, this is flooding. This is heavy rains and tornado season.
Well, oh,
my gosh!
Just on Wednesday morning, some big black clouds rolled through.
Yeah.
And I'm watching them roll through at 9 o'clock in the morning because the weather says, you know, they could start spinning. And, you know, from one day to the next, Knox yeah. County, Western Illinois, it's tornado time.
That's
and,
right.
And that's a very serious topic
that's
just
right.
by itself. And that comes every single yeah. year, rain or shine. We're going to have some black clouds that scare us pretty good.
And we've had those with all the, you know, many people have been without, you know, out of work, businesses closed down. And then you wake up in the morning after a heavy rain and you've got 4 feet of water in your basement.
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
How?
And people are getting, a lot of people get the feeling of, what next? How much can I handle?
Yeah.
And so it's a very stressful, any one item,
yeah.
any one of these topics is stressful. And I think the biggest challenge for most of us is, okay, so what can I do?
Yeah.
Some of it I can't do anything about. Some of it, do what I can. The virus, you know, where I need to wear a mask, when I need to do this, obey the suggestions and the rules the best I can.
Yeah.
And if I do all that and I still got the virus, okay. But if I do all that, don't get the virus, then I'm okay. So, you know, it's a very challenging time. It's a time for a lot of people to do a lot of reflection on their life.
Yeah.
How is my life? How is my relationship with my friends and family? People are reaching out to people, talking to people. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, how's my faith? How am I doing on my faith? So, it you know, in every bad situation, it's how we overcome that and can we find some good in it
yeah.
that after it's done, we'll say, well, that was really tough. We made it through it and look at the good things that we got from it.
That's right. You also mentioned when you and I were off the air, this is a great time to take a pause.
Yeah.
And what is it? Ask yourself three questions. You brought up the Boy Scout motto.
Yeah, the Boy Scout motto. Most people know that. If you say, what's the Boy Scout motto? It's yeah. be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, so the three things I've thought of recently were, how much risk do I want to take in life?
Yeah.
And I'll go into more detail on that a little later.
Yeah, we can talk about all that later.
How
yeah.
much risk?
Yeah.
Be prepared and understand things of my life. Understand my insurance policy. Understand my will. Understand the important things to be responsible.
Right.
So how much risk, be responsible, understand, and be prepared.
Yeah. Know what you have. That's
yeah.
a good, see, that's a lot of people don't. They,
when they life know, is good.
You don't think about all these
we
things.
We don't need to.
Right.
When everything is just wonderful, we don't take the time out, and we know when things are hard is when we really start giving a little bit more concern, more reflection.
Yeah. Have you seen that since the whole COVID thing and the shelter at home? Have you noticed people calling you saying, Mike, I think I want to take some time to look at what I've got? And, you know,
we do get that phone call and they want to know, do I have this or do I have that?
Yeah.
But sometimes it really takes, sometimes I think my job and even in broadcasting, your job is to help people because they're so caught up in it.
Yeah.
We need to point to them the stop sign.
Hmm.
It's right there. That means stop for a second. Slow down. Maybe you've got the time now that when things are going good, you're so busy.
Hmm.
You say, I don't have time for this because I'm too busy. Well, maybe right now when things are a little challenging, you've got some time to think. You've got some time to make some phone calls, do some research, and take some responsibility and ask for some help.
Mike's a longtime friend of the radio station, longtime personal friend, but it's been a while since we've talked.
It is interesting. You know, last Saturday I went out and walked around downtown a little bit and had some food on the sidewalk, yeah. And it was like, wow, it seems like a long time ago, which 3 months is a long time.
It is.
And then we had the winter come to spring. So on one hand, now that it's summer and things are starting to change, it's kind of like a new chapter,
yeah.
Starting fresh.
A little background for our listeners. You grew up here in Galesburg.
I did. I have. Well, yeah. I'm.
You're growing up here in Galesburg.
I joke that somebody said, well, you know, we talk about get to know somebody, and they're from somewhere else, and they've moved around a lot. And yeah. I'll say, you know what? I've moved 7 times in my life.
Oh.
And they're like, wow, that's even more than me. And I said, you know what? And I still haven't got outside the city limits.
That's right. How long have you been an agent for Country?
Almost 38 years.
Yeah, 38 years. You are give me your distinction. A few years ago, you received the highest distinction with Country.
I'm very blessed. I get to go to work every day, and I get to be a professional in my calling.
Yeah.
And I was recognized by Country Financial and was honored by being inducted into the Country Financial Hall of Fame.
That's right, yeah.
And there's about 40 of us right now in the Hall of Fame that are active still in our careers.
Yeah, well,
and it's quite an honor.
Yeah, that is amazing. And
yeah.
Your partner, Jeremy?
Jeremy Klein has been with me. He told me the other day, yeah. But I think it's 14, 15 years.
That is hard to believe.
And he's an equal partner. It's like two doctors working together. And he is one of the most amazing young men I know, a man of integrity and extremely knowledgeable and professional in his everyday life and skills in this industry.
That's right. So during this COVID shelter in place, the office has been closed to the public.
Yeah, we actually, when everybody decided where we're going,
yeah,
we have two assistants and Jeremy and I are partners. And as soon as I heard that this was coming, I had one goal.
Yeah,
my goal was I'm not getting the virus. Because I was in the age bracket that they're talking about.
Oh, sure.
And so I'm like, I've had enough things happen in my life the last few years. One thing I don't want to have happen is the virus.
Yeah.
So I had the technology and the space at home. I packed up 4 or 5 boxes of everything and technology, and I went to my domestic headquarters.
I was about to say, that's what you called it, the domestic headquarters, yes.
And I went home, and our assistant, Tara Turner, her husband is a teacher. He went home from teaching, mm-hmm. and they have 2 little ones, and she says, I think I want to go home with my family. So we set her up with technology, and with today's technology, she operated from her domestic headquarters.
Yeah, wow.
But now Jeremy and our other assistant, Chris Klein, they decided they were comfortable working in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So they held down the headquarters, and they stayed working in our office on North Henderson Street, and actually kept the door open, didn't lock it most of the time.
Okay,
but for a week at a time, we may get 1 or 2 people.
Sure,
nobody was going out for anything, or very seldom. But we still had billing questions, we still had claims to take care of,
mm-hmm.
we still had to conduct business. We just were 4 different people in a different situation.
Yeah. Country.
Now, the good news now is we're all back together again.
Sure. You're all back. Offices open, regular hours, and everybody's back. Country recently sent out rebates to their customers, auto insurance rebates.
And most, to my knowledge, quality vehicle insurance companies recognized that the premiums we were collecting were for a risk that wasn't taking place because people weren't driving the cars. So we refunded a couple of months' portion of premiums.
Yeah.
And make sure you write that down on your calendar. You got some money back and everybody else with different insurance companies, write it down. The insurance company actually sent you some money back.
Did you get any calls from customers saying, well, I just got a check in the mail. What's
you
going
know,
on?
You know, we didn't get any didn't. Phone calls. It's funny how when you get money in the mail, yeah. it's yours.
That's right. Oh, boy. We better get, honey, we got a check from the insurance. Get this thing in the bank.
That's right. Before they change your mind.
During COVID-19, the shutdown, how did country have to change the way they handle claims? And I mean, you've always had the home office, the 800 number you can call and get help. But gosh, when people, you know, you don't want to go into people's homes, how did the adjusters have to change things? What kind of happened?
I think two things on that, Chris. I think we embrace technology.
Yeah.
And I think as a society in business, we used our thoughts a little bit better and say, how can we do this more efficiently? Hmm. Because I learned this years ago. When business was bad, businesses can kind of be a little lazy. They can spend money, add extra staff they don't need, and we've got plenty of money to cover things.
Yeah.
But I've seen local businesses, when businesses get kind of tight and tough, yeah. whether it's farms or local businesses, it's amazing that they find areas of saying, you know what, maybe we don't need to spend money on this, mm-hmm. or maybe we don't need to do this, or maybe we need to be a little more aware of cleanliness. Yeah. Maybe we need to be aware of, you know, I never thought about how many times I shake hands with everybody yeah, and give right. hugs. I'm a hugger, and I shake hands.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe in the future, I'm still going to do that, hopefully, mm-hmm. but maybe for their sake and my sake, we should probably learn how to wash our hands more often.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's just some common sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, country, one example is on in which I think you've experienced a little bit, but one of the things they've done on claims mm-hmm. is utilize technology. Well, what's that mean? If I said the word drone, people are like, what, drone? Well, with the drones today, if there's hail damage to certain roofs, yeah. they can send a drone up to take a picture of the roof, look at it, and zoom in, zoom out, whereas maybe a three-story building isn't something we should send a young man up to climb yeah. and walk around on a roof. It'd be dangerous.
Yeah.
So things like using drones, using all the skills that we have and tools that will prevent somebody from getting hurt, maybe expedite things, or reduce costs. I think it just gives us a different perspective.
Absolutely.
We're at a different point in life, and we need to think differently.
Mm-hmm. Mike White of Country Financial here in Galesburg is our guest today on Galesburg Live. I had some water damage in my house. It was my fault, by the way. Go to tighten a little pipe, and then suddenly pop, breaks, and rains down water on our kitchen. So, adjuster, I said, well, how are you going to come in to do an inspection? And he said, no, we're going to do this on the phone with your smartphone with an app. He could see me. I could see him. And he just asked me to take the phone around the house and, you know, focus in on this damage and focus in on this place where it was wet, focus in on this. And he never did have to come to our house.
Well, when you're saying that, to me, it reminded me, as you were saying that, of a business in Galesburg that's growing and starting,
yeah.
and that's Jupiter Manufacturing.
Oh, sure.
And Andrew Heath and Ray Whitehead have taught me yeah. virtual reality.
Yeah.
And what's that going to do for us in industry and business? And that's kind of what that adjuster was using, was, you know, just a smartphone. But in the future, it's even going to get smarter.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to be able to do things and help people sooner and faster. What's taking place with technology today,
yeah.
with doctors on TV and temperatures and all kinds of things. I think us people with a little more years, a little more calendars that we've looked at
yeah.
are going to be surprised at what technology is going to help us to be more effective in our lives.
Absolutely. Mike White from Country Financial is our guest today on Galesburg Live. In our first segment, Mike, we talked about, you know, everything that's going on in our world, and the best thing that it seems like everything's happening at once. And one way that we can help ourselves is to take a pause and ask ourselves three questions. And I thought we'd dig into that a little bit.
All right.
As we talk about being prepared.
And you know, the first one I bring up is the word risk.
Yeah.
And most people don't think of that. That's not a word that's used in everyday language. Mm-hmm. But really, risk is what chances do we want to take? What risk do we want? And I'm going to use example of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So what risk do I want? And I think the question goes back to is, if something happened to me catastrophically, if I died tomorrow, mm-hmm. what do I want to have happen? How much risk am I willing to take? If I got Alzheimer's and I get sick and I have to go to a nursing home, mm-hmm. how much risk do I want to take? If I have a teenage driver and we just bought them a used car to drive, well, how much risk do I want them to have that if they have an accident and dad or mom have to pay the bill, how much risk are we willing to take?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we don't really stop and think about, gosh, what if I got sick? Gee, what if I did get the virus and I was working and I had to miss 2 months of work? How much sick pay do I have?
Oh, my gosh.
How much group disability does my employer have?
Yeah.
What if I'm self-employed? You know, what's the most valuable thing I own, that you own, and that I own? The most valuable thing we own is the ability to go to work.
Yeah, right.
Is your paycheck.
Yeah, my paycheck.
And what can I do? You know, the government protects us on unemployment, but what areas they don't protect me on, and what can I do? How much risk do I want to take? How big of a deductible do I want to have on my house?
Yeah.
Can I afford $1,000 deductible? Can I only afford a $250 deductible? These are things that it's, you know, take a time out, ask questions, and I'll put a commercial in here. There are dozens of professional insurance people in Knox County that the community, the public, the citizens need to make us earn our paychecks. Call us up and say, do I have the right coverage? Am I protected right? And I know these professional insurance people out there would love to help people self-evaluate, professionally evaluate, and make sure that the prescriptions are taking, that they started taking called insurance 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Make sure they're taking the right prescription today.
Mike White from Country Financial here in Galesburg is our guest on Galesburg Live, good friend of the station. That goes to our second question, know what you have, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know what you have for insurance? Sometimes, do you even know what coverages you have?
But I don't expect you to know everything.
Okay.
Okay? How do you know everything? Here's the key question.
Yeah.
When you talk to your insurance person,
mm-hmm.
ask them, am I covered properly?
Yeah.
That's what you need to know. They know your product. They know your car insurance, your home insurance, your life insurance. They know what you have or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I say is, do I have, you know me,
mm-hmm.
do I have what I should have, or should I rearrange some things, or is there something missing?
Right.
And then at least have, if two types of people. One person wants to know all the details, and one person just wants to know the summary and what time it is.
I was just about to bring that up. You said this to me years ago. Some people want to know how the watch is made. Others just want to know what time it is.
And the third group,
okay.
And the third group is, yeah. They don't even wear a watch.
Wear a watch.
And those kind of people really need help. But you, if you're a watchmaker and you want to know details,
yeah.
Sit down and learn the details.
Right.
If you just want to know what time it is, am I protected? What's my risk? Where's my exposure?
Yeah.
The main thing is talk to people in the industry and ask them questions, because you're paying premiums.
Yeah.
And premiums give you the right to ask questions of the what ifs.
And the other part of being prepared is that third question was, do you have the things in place that you can have control of? Do you have that power of attorney in place? Do you have an attorney that you can work with to do those things.
Do you have a will?
Do you have a will? Yeah.
You know, we think of that being simple and routine, but I have a lot of friends that are attorneys and a lot of clients. And this morning I was talking to a very good, successful client. And I said, do you have a will? He said, no. And I'm like, I'm thinking, how could he not have a will? And I probably should have said that. He told me, he said, I need to call his attorney and get a will, and I'll get that done. And I think my job is just to be Jiminy Cricket and every once in a while remind him, hey, did you get your will done? Because that will is so important if a catastrophe happens, because with the will is the durable power of attorney. Yes. That is so important today, not for you, but for your loved ones.
That's right.
When something happens, it's a crisis, don't think about me. Think about, well, if I'm not here or I'm not able to talk, where am I? Who? Where is this? Where is that? What am I? Who's going to be in charge?
Yeah. And I don't want to spend a lot of money, though, on that. It can be done fairly inexpensively, right?
Well, I think that's a fair question to ask.
Oh, sure.
You know, and we don't want to spend a lot of money, and that's where the risk factor comes in. Is I believe we all have so much money to spend, because mm-hmm. in our lifetime, we'll spend a fortune on insurance and legal. Mm-hmm. So we only have so many. It's like going to the riverboat or the roulette wheel. Okay, I only do it for fun, so I don't do it for real. But you and I have so many chips to use. Well, do we spread the chips around, or do we put them all on one number? Mm-hmm. I tend to spread things around. So maybe I have to figure out, how do I get enough chips to get my will done, to get a durable power of attorney, to find out the gentleman that'll take care of me for a right price. But even if it's expensive, it's almost the Fram oil filter commercial. Mm. Pay now a little bit, but if I don't do it, I'm going to pay. Somebody's going to pay a lot more later. So which do you want?
A couple of years ago, something happened to you that woke you up to the. Yeah. To just how much we need to appreciate our healthcare workers,
and we're all, most of us are like this.
Yeah.
When we're healthy, we may appreciate from a distance.
Yeah.
But when you've gone through a crisis, that's either you, or a family member, or a friend, it gives us a different feeling.
Yeah.
of that. And my experience was in April 2 years ago. I woke up in the middle of the night. And I was spitting up blood. And I'm like, okay, time to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And on the way to the emergency room, in my mind, here's how my mind works. I'm thinking of, you know, on TV, when I watch movies and somebody's spitting up blood, what happens next?
They don't have long.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's right.
I'd never seen anybody on TV Ooh. That spit up blood live.
Yeah, right.
So I'm thinking, okay. Well, whatever this
Here we
is,
go.
it wasn't a bullet, but something caused me to spit
right.
up blood.
Oh, boy.
So we go to the hospital and go to the emergency room and get things under control. And I'm sitting there in the emergency room, and I didn't know it, but all of a sudden the line went flat and the beeper went off. And a terrific emergency room nurse jumps up on my, straddles my chest, and she starts giving me compressions to bring me back.
My gosh, Mike, you're telling me that you didn't know this was happening, obviously. Oh, my gosh.
Cold blue, you know, stop breathing, whatever it was. Mm. I was gone. Mm. And this happened a few seconds. 15, 20 seconds, and then all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and I was asked by a family member, did you see light? What happened? I'm like, what do you mean, did you see light? I just took a little nap. And they're like, no, you quit, your heart quit beating. I'm like, oh, wow. And we thought that I had died and came back. Well, the good news is I passed out.
Okay.
I passed out.
Yeah.
And I found out about passing out through all this, that when people pass out, it's usually caused by fear.
Oh.
So in my brain, as I'm laughing about the TV shows, deep down inside, I was throwing the fear measurement to the maximum.
Yeah, and your body was...
And so it went boom.
Yeah.
And the way the body responds to fear, it often passes out. Fear or extreme happiness, people will pass out.
Yeah.
So the long story was, or the rest of the story was, so they determined what my problem was, or what we thought my problem was, and they thought, well, we think we need to go send you to Peoria.
Yeah.
So they put me in the ambulance, and I'm stabilized. I'm doing okay. I felt fine. And I'm sitting in an ambulance, which I'd never done before, riding in an ambulance, sitting half up. But in the ambulance, when you're sitting up, you're looking out the back window.
Yeah, the road's going away.
Yeah. From so you. As I'm riding, looking, watching the sun come up, and I'm thinking, I wonder where my insurance policy is. I wonder what drawer my will is in. How will they ever find this in my papers? Is it organized? I wonder where my password is to my phone, because if they don't know my password to my iPad, my phone, they can't get access to it. There's no way. And all these thoughts are going through my head of, gosh, I forgot to tell, or the last person I saw, last time I saw this person, I didn't tell them how much I loved them. Mm. Or all these thoughts were just 44 minutes, 48 minutes going through my head of, gee, I wish I had things better organized. I wish I'd communicated better.
Mike White from Country Financial here in Galesburg, good friend of the station, is our guest this morning on Galesburg Live. So there, you're feeling all of this. Did you ever once, while you're driving to Prairie, going, wow, I tell people this all the time, and now I'm living it.
Well, you know? Sometimes the worst patient for the doctor is himself.
That's sure. That's right.
And even though I had those things pretty well organized,
yes,
I had communicated to people.
Sure.
You know, I knew in the bottom right-hand drawer of my desk is this, this, and this. Mm. But who have I told to look at the bottom right-hand drawer? So I thought of my kids, what they would be going through in case I don't come home.
Yeah.
So the good news is we get there. I'm in the hospital for a couple of days. They run all the tests. They find out I did not have a heart attack. Mm. I did not die. I had fainted.
Okay.
They found out that I had a bleeding ulcer. And they gave me some medicine, and in 30 days, the ulcer was healed.
Wow.
100% healed. Hmm. The humor part of the story was that wonderful, strong nurse fractured 8 of my ribs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Mike.
And now as painful as that was, and that's the worst pain I've ever had, the good news is it heals.
Sure.
So everything I experienced, now I use to share with others and say, thank you, God, for, you know, helping me wake up. And it's a good wake-up call. Enjoy every day. Appreciate what you have. And especially the medical staff, the doctors, the nurses, the technology, we generally don't appreciate it. Most of us complain about our insurance premiums. Most of us complain about the cost of a hospital. Until you're the one that's in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Then cost isn't an issue.
That's right. Mike White of Country Financial here in Galesburg is our guest this morning on Galesburg Live in our last few minutes, talking about being prepared. And what a great illustration and a story that you have to share with people now that you help every single day about the importance of letting people know what your plans are. It's one thing to make the plans. If you don't tell anybody about it, and you're gone or not able to communicate.
Part of that, Chris, is also having the confidence and the realization that you need to talk to your family about some things that aren't necessarily fun.
I was about to say that. You got to have that tough conversation.
You got to have that tough conversation with your adult children, with your siblings,
sure,
your brother, your sister, or your parents, and then with professionals.
Yeah.
And you know what? We have time to do that. We just don't utilize the time we have.
Mike, I remember when my mom and dad sat me down to tell me about their will, and this was many years ago. They were telling me about safety deposit boxes and all this stuff, and I couldn't care. Like, Mom, I don't want to talk about your dying or nursing home. I don't want to talk about it. My mom passed away 4.5 years ago. My dad passed away 2 years ago. I wish I would have listened to him because it would have saved me a lot of time searching and
So you and I with adult kids,
yes,
we need to sit the kids down and say,
yes,
you're not going to enjoy listening to this.
Yeah.
This is not going to be fun. But pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some paper and a pen, and you're going to write down what I'm telling you.
Yes.
And we can have some fun doing this, or we can do it serious. But, you know, maybe we need to pick out a time of the year. Maybe it's Thanksgiving. Maybe it's New Year's. Maybe it's during a virus when we're locked down. But sure. We need to have those conversations with our loved ones or our best friends and be better prepared.
And we need to do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because we never know, do we?
No, we don't.
All right. So, Mike, it's hard to believe our time is just about up here. But if people want to contact you, what's the best way to do that? You and Jeremy.
You know, that's funny. Because it used to be just, you know, come by and see us.
Yes.
Well, now it's not come by and see us. Now it's probably Google our phone number, because you won't remember our phone number
right.
if I tell you the phone number.
Yeah.
But basically, it's just Facebook. Look us up on a web page. Mm-hmm. Google my name. Mm-hmm. You know, my phone number is 342-3177. Mm-hmm. And there's not one listener that just wrote that down.
That's right.
But just look us up. Yeah. Call us and schedule an appointment right. and just say, you know, I heard what you're talking about, and I think I need to talk to you. Yeah. And Chris, whether it's to me or somebody else,
yes.
the listeners need to take the time, call somebody. If you have somebody you're working with, call them. Mm-hmm. If you don't have somebody, you do want to work with us or somebody else you know, now's a pretty good time to make that phone call.
Mike, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much for your friendship and for your advice. And I know a lot of people learned a lot today.
And, you know, thank you, Chris. And the one thing as we get through this, you know, it's life's hard mm-hmm. and sometimes very challenging. But each day we just have to get up and do our best. And thank God for another day, and right. keep moving forward. We'll get through this.
That's right. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
All right.